Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you are joining us for our lesson about handwriting. The question here is, necessary or not? Well, handwriting, that's writing something using your hand or writing something by hand, not with a keyboard at a computer. Well, I wonder how your handwriting is. Carolyn, how is your handwriting?
Well, I think my handwriting is pretty readable. It's very neat. Lots of people actually tell me how nice my handwriting is. They give me a lot of compliments when I just write something out for them.
Right. Well, how is my handwriting? I will write out the answer for you and then see if you can read it and see how awesome my handwriting is. Okay. How's my handwriting? Here is the answer, Carolyn. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Gabe, I think you might need to work on your handwriting a little bit. I can't read your answer.
What do you mean you can't read my answer? It says my handwriting is amazing. Okay, well, I guess I need to work on my handwriting. Right now it's time for us to get started with our lesson. Handwriting, necessary or not? Here we go.
Handwriting. Necessary or not? Is the pen mightier than the keys? Jim writes down the name and address of a restaurant he is recommending to Jack and gives it to him.
Thanks, Jim. I can't wait to go. Wow. Your handwriting is so beautiful.
Thanks. You know, many schools don't spend much time instructing students in handwriting anymore. It's kind of sad, isn't it?
I've heard that, but handwriting isn't as valuable now that everything is done by computer. When I write, I use a keyboard much more often than a pen.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. To write or not to write? That is the question. In this month's Point of View article, we'll join Jack and Jim as they explore this question. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Handwriting. Handwriting is a noun. Henry's handwriting can be quite messy and hard to read. Recommend. Recommend is a verb. I really enjoyed the book that Iris recommended. Instruct. Instruct is a verb. All schools are required to instruct students in the country's history. Legible. Legible is an adjective. I got lost because the directions Julia wrote down weren't legible. Your more information word is spell check. Spell check is a noun. Let's get started.
I do use a keyboard pretty often as well. Well, let's look at the title here. Handwriting, necessary or not? Handwriting is a word from our word bank, so let's look at that for just a minute. Handwriting is what it looks like when you write something by hand. You use your hand to write out words.
That's right. Maybe you are in a group project at school and someone needs to write something by hand to make something look very nice. So you might ask a question, who has nice handwriting? How's your handwriting? Well, if you have nice handwriting, maybe you could help and do the handwriting for that project to make a poster look very nice. How's your handwriting?
That's right. Well, we're talking about whether it is necessary or not. Do we need to practice our handwriting? Is it something that is important? Well, we see a great phrase here at the very beginning. Is the pen mightier than the keys? And this is kind of a play on another phrase, right, Gabe?
That's right. There is a very popular phrase. It says the pen is mightier than the sword. The pen is mightier than the sword. That means that words are more influential than weapons or other things. Words have more influence. The pen is mightier than the sword.
That's right. So you might think that soldiers are very strong, very powerful, but a writer could do even more damage with the words that they write because more people will read them than the soldier will be able to speak to or attack.
That's right. And so we see this phrase here at the beginning of today's article. Is the pen mightier than the keys? Okay, so we're going to be looking at the difference between handwriting and using a keyboard at your computer. Well, we begin here. Jim writes down the name and address of a restaurant he is recommending to Jack and gives it to him. Okay, so here we're setting up the situation, and we see a word from our word bank, recommend. Carolyn, I recommend that you teach this word.
Well, if you recommend something, that means that you give a suggestion, maybe some good advice. Oh, can you recommend any good restaurants? Mm-hmm. I highly recommend going to this restaurant if you want to enjoy a nice pizza.
Well, what restaurant or what place would you recommend to your friends? Maybe you're reading a good book or watching a great movie, and you can say, I recommend you see this, or I recommend you read this. Well, we have a conversation here. Carolyn, can I be Jack?
Oh, well, I guess that means that I will be Jim.
Excellent. I'm sure you will be a wonderful Jim. Jack says, thanks, Jim. I can't wait to go. Wow, your handwriting is so beautiful. Well, that's a good phrase to use. I can't wait to do something. I really want to. I'm really excited about it. Carolyn, I can't wait for you to be Jim.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, I've just recommended a restaurant for you, and thanks. You know, many schools don't spend much time instructing students in handwriting anymore.
Oh, well, let's take a look at that key word. We see a word there, instruct. Now, to instruct means to teach or coach something. So how could you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, you might say the director is instructing the actors on where to stand on the stage.
All right, and I also think of another word with the word instruct. It's instructor, I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-O-R. Now, you might be taking dance lessons or something, and you might have a dance instructor, someone who is instructing you or teaching you on how to dance. So you can use that word instruct and teach in kind of the same way.
That's right. Well, Jim was saying how many schools don't spend time instructing students in handwriting. It's kind of sad, isn't it?
It is kind of sad. And that phrase, it's just kind of stating a fact. The fact is, it's sad. It's kind of sad. Well, Jack says, I've heard that, but handwriting isn't as valuable now that everything is done by computer. When I write, I use a keyboard much more often than a pen.
Well, that is very interesting, Jack, that it doesn't seem like Jack thinks handwriting is very important since he uses a keyboard more often than he uses a pen.
That's right. He says handwriting isn't as valuable now that everything is done by computer. So if you do something by computer, that means you're using a computer to do it. It's done by computer. Well, is it very valuable, handwriting? Carolyn, what do you think? Is handwriting valuable?
Well, I think that we'll listen to more of this conversation and get some more opinions on this topic. And until then, we will go learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone.
今天我们小姐文章的第一个重点，我们看 recommend 这个动词。 Recommend 是指推荐或建议，例如 The doctor recommended that Tim take a vacation and relax. 医生建议 Tim 去度假放松一下，或者是 Irene was recommended for the position. Irene 被推荐担任这个职务，她的名词是字尾加上 ation 变成 recommendation. 例如 a recommendation letter 推荐信。 继续我们看的是 instruct 这个动词， instruct 是指指示或者是指导，例如 a personal trainer instructed the trainee how to use the gym equipment， 健身教练教他的学生如何使用健身房的设备，他的名词是字尾加上 ion 变成 instruction， 意思就是指指示，例如 under instructions from their captain the police broke into the suspect's apartment， 警方在
Well, we're talking all about handwriting today, and the question in our title is it necessary or not? So we're enjoying a conversation between two friends, Jack and Jim. And, of course, Jim recommended a restaurant to Jack. He wrote it down, and Jack thought that Jim had nice handwriting. Jim values handwriting, but Jack thinks that, well, everyone just uses computers these days, so he doesn't think handwriting is as valuable. What do you think? Well, let's continue enjoying this conversation between these two friends.
Handwriting, necessary or not?
Call me old-fashioned, but I still write letters and cards by hand. Besides, everyone needs to write things by hand sometimes, so it's important to make sure your writing is legible.
Yeah, but I think most people's writing is legible already. At least it's good enough for the small amount they have to write. For anything long, printed papers usually look neater. Plus, when we type, we can use spell check to make sure our spelling and grammar are correct.
That's exactly why students should write by hand. How can they learn to spell if the computer always does it for them?
Well, Jim is making some good points. It is important to know how to spell words. Now, going back to the beginning of this section, Jim has the first line, so I will pick that up, Gabe.
Good.
Call me old-fashioned, but I still write letters and cards by hand.
Wait, hold on a second, Carolyn. I know you would like to continue. Jim has a very good line here. He still writes letters and cards by hand. Let's take a look at a phrase from this sentence. It has to do with our topic today, handwriting. So when you write something by hand, that is called handwriting. However, the opposite or something else you could do is typing on a computer. So the verb is to type something out, but would you say that you handwrite, Carolyn?
Well, I would say that I write by hand. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of a different way to express the idea. You have handwriting, mm-hmm. which is writing that you write by hand. You need to use that phrase, not I handwrite.
That's right. Handwriting is only a noun here. So you can type something that could be a verb, but you write something by hand. Now, if you have written something, then you can say it is handwritten. H-A-N-D-W-R-I-T-T-E-N. It's not typed on a computer, it's handwritten.
That's right. So this is a little bit different. You have handwriting, write by hand, and handwritten. Well, I will continue on. Actually, there is a great phrase here that I think Liz would like to tell us some more about in the Grammar Gym.
Welcome to the Grammar Gym, friends. My name is Liz. In our Viewpoints article today, we see this sentence. Call me old-fashioned, but I still write letters and cards by hand. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus is at the beginning of the sentence. Call me old-fashioned, but. Now, when we say call me, we usually mean we're asking someone to pick up a phone and give us a call. But in today's sentence, call me old-fashioned means you can say I am old-fashioned. This phrase, call me plus a description, is usually at the beginning of a sentence. It is used in situations where a speaker admits to being a certain way but wants to explain himself or herself. For example, call me conservative, but I just don't believe in putting my money in such risky investments. Or, call me a coward, but I just don't feel comfortable going bungee jumping. If you have a copy of this month's magazine with you, please check out today's grammar tip section for more examples. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Okay, let's continue. Jim says, well, what does Jim say anyway, Carolyn?
Well, Jim continues, besides, everyone needs to write things by hand sometimes, so it's important to make sure your writing is legible.
Very good. Let's take a look at that keyword there. Straight from our word bank, it is legible. If something is legible, that means other people can read it easily. It's legible. Carolyn, you said people can read your handwriting easily, so you have legible handwriting.
That's right. My handwriting would be legible for most people. Now, my mom works for a doctor, and doctors are very well known in the United States for having handwriting that is not legible.
That's right.
It's very difficult to read.
That's right, doctors. Handwriting, that's not legible. Well, if something is not legible, you could use this phrase. You're trying to read it, and you say, you know, I can't make this out. That means I can't understand what's written here. I can't make this out. It's not legible.
That's right. Well, Jim values handwriting that is legible. He thinks it is very important. How does Jack respond to this, Gabe?
Yeah, but I think most people's writing is legible already. Okay. At least it's good enough. It's good enough for the small amount they have to write. That's what Jack thinks. They don't have to write very much. For anything long, he says, printed papers usually look neater.
Well, that is true. If you print a document, you type it instead of handwriting it, then it does look a lot neater and it might be more legible than people's handwriting.
That's right. Plus, Jack is not finished, plus when we type, we can use spell check to make sure our spelling and grammar are correct. So it's not important, Jack thinks, for your handwriting to be too legible or to focus too much on handwriting. We have things like spell check. Carolyn, what is spell check?
Well, spell check is a computer program that a lot of word processors use. So maybe you use Microsoft Word or another program when you type your documents. And a lot of them have a function called spell check that helps to make sure that all of your words are spelled correctly.
It's true, and I noticed that when I'm using my smartphone and using different apps to text people or to communicate with people, a lot of those have spell check as well. So it's really easy these days to not even focus on your spelling. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. Well, it's time for us to continue now learning something with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
Hi, friends. Do you know what a typo is? A typo is a mistake, most often a misspelling, which occurs when a person using a typewriter, computer keyboard, or smartphone accidentally hits a wrong key.
Typos are definitely things we should avoid. They're unprofessional, they have the potential of being costly, and they can cause great confusion and embarrassment.
Like when a North American newspaper once misspelled its own name on its own front page. The Valley News spelled news with two S's. Oops!
Well, thank goodness for spell checkers. They're a quick and easy way to check for misspelled words.
They are, but don't put all your trust in spell checkers because they can't detect every error.
Right. You may type a word correctly, but it may not be a word you intended.
For example, you want to type the word nuclear, but you mistakenly type unclear instead.
Or you mistakenly type abroad instead of aboard. There's no mistake in the spelling, it's just not the word you wanted.
These are examples of atomic typos, which are tiny, undetected, one-letter mistakes that change the meaning of a sentence.
This name, atomic typos, comes from the fact that the typos are extremely hard to see, like atomic particles.
Which are tiny. 今天的课文中 Jack提到使用电脑的一个优点 那就是spell check会检查一个文件当中有没有拼错的字 但是spell check其实常常会漏掉所谓的atomic typos typo指的是输入错误或打字错误 而typo产生的问题可以分成两方面 一个是真的打错字 像把news打成两个s 另一个呢是 误打成另外一个单字, 像把nuclear打成unclear, 这就是所谓的atomic typo. Atomic原本表示原子的, 延伸出来的意思就是非常微小的, 一个atomic typo本身不是一个拼错的字, 只是它是不小心被打成 别的字, 这种typo, spell check是不会检查到的。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
It's true, we do need to be careful when we're typing documents because sometimes spell check changes the word to a word we didn't want to use.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim continues about the importance of spelling. That's exactly why students should write by hand. How can they learn to spell if the computer always does it for them?
How can they learn to spell? If a computer always does something for you, maybe you won't learn how to spell. Well, that raises a question. How important is spelling in today's world? What do you think, Carolyn?
Well, I know that a lot of people don't really value spelling because it takes a really long time and a lot of space to type out words when you're texting or sending a message. But when I read a book, if there's a word that is spelled wrong, I can get really confused.
That's right, especially maybe if it's an atomic typo, like we learned about in the Info Cloud. Well, I think spelling is pretty important as well, but lots of people have different opinions about this. Right now it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
OK, 接下来我们看的是legible这个形容词。 Legible是指容易辨识的或者是清楚的。 例如, That doctor's prescription is much more legible than the other ones. 那位医生的处方签比其他的医生容易读多了。他的反义词是字首加上IL 变成illegible, 意思是指字迹模糊的或者是难以辨识的。例如, The signature on the check is illegible, so the bank won't cash it. 这张支票的签名太模糊了,所以银行无法兑现。 最后我们看的是spell check这个名词 spell check是指电脑软体的拼字检查功能 也可以说成spell checker 例如 Don't forget to run a spell check before mailing your file 寄出档案前记得要跑一次拼字检查 或者是 The online spell check is very user-friendly 这个网络的拼字检查功能非常容易使用 And now let's head back to our teachers
Well, today we've been enjoying a conversation between Jack and Jim on whether or not handwriting is necessary. I wonder, do you have to handwrite your assignments in school, or does your teacher have you type them instead? Gabe, what do you do more?
Well, I remember in school, especially elementary school, my teachers had us take notes by hand. She emphasized handwriting, Carolyn.
Yes, and I had the same experience, but as I got older, typing became more important. Well, we have more to learn in this lesson tomorrow here on Studio Classroom.
See you then.